Patricia Gibson, MP, North Ayrshire and Arran constituency.
Okay, so first of all then, if you, could just bring us up to date, you know, on your thoughts on this situation with Crystal and her family, first of all.
Well, it's a very unfortunate case. Mrs McIver, as you know, came over here when she was 15 years old, and being a child, the paperwork to do with moving from one country to another was the responsibility of her mother, and she had assumed her mother had dealt with that paperwork. And now Mrs McIver is 45 years old and discovers that she doesn't have her immigration status has been described as unclear, and there are suggestions that she may be deported back to the USA, which to her is a foreign country now, because she has worked here and paid taxes here and contributed to a pension here for 28 years. She's got a grown-up family. She's a grandmother with an active caring role in her grandson's life. She's married to a UK citizen. To deport this constituent would be utter folly and goes against all common sense.
So you have been in touch with the family, and you have taken steps yourself as a constituent, a worried constituent who came to you in a time of need.
Absolutely. I have raised her case in the first instance with James Brokenshire MP, who is Minister of State for Immigration, and I have asked him to look at this case urgently, and I hope that his decision, and I've asked that his decision, he intervenes and the ultimate resolution for the McIver family, for Mrs McIver, will be guided by common sense and compassion. I've not yet received a response from Mr Brokenshire. I'm very hopeful of a positive resolution, but we'll need to wait and see. But of course, it's important that this case is highlighted, that we get a bit of public attention on it to show that we really need to take into account the human cost of sending back somebody to a country that is strange to them now, and somebody who has made a great contribution to this country over a long number of years.
Surely this should be about common sense here.
Well, if it were about common sense, I don't think we'd have to worry. But we know that bureaucracy can sometimes fly in the face of common sense. So while we're pushing for common sense and compassion, obviously the Mrs McIver's family and myself are preparing resources and planning for any battles that lie ahead here.
Are they family as well? Have they been telling you, if they've been preparing for the worst case scenario on this? I suppose, what is the worst case scenario?
Well, the worst case scenario for every party involved here is that Miss McIver is sent back to America, and that's something that we are desperately trying to prevent happening. Because if the decision is made, then it's much more difficult to overturn it. So the best thing to do is to try and be proactive to prevent that decision being made. And of course, as you might imagine, Mrs McIver and her family are very anxious about this. Mrs McIver is very distressed at the thought that she will be removed from her family, sent back to a strange country where she has no support, no relatives that she can call upon. It would be a disaster for the family, and it would deprive her children of their mother and her grandson of their grandmother, and indeed her husband of his wife.
When are you hoping to hear back from James Brokenshire, hopefully?
Well, I'm pressing. I will be pursuing this. I'll be pressing it in light of the fact that there's an 8th of June deadline by which Mrs McIver must contact the Home Office. So I will be pursuing that. And I'm also looking at other action that can be taken. There's also, as you probably know, an online petition that's been set up by Mrs McIver's family, so that people who feel the folly of the prospect of Mrs McIver being sent home or sent back to a home that she doesn't any longer know can sign up to show their support for the family and Mrs McIver.
You are possibly looking into the prospect of bringing this up at PMQs.
I am indeed. I have just filled in the necessary paperwork at the table office. You and your listeners probably know that this institution called Westminster is a bit archaic, so I don't know if I will have the opportunity to ask the question. All I can do is register my desire to ask the question. Whether or not I'm called depends on a whole host of factors, Luck certainly comes into play, the number of people wanting to ask a question. There's a whole series of reasons why I may or may not be allowed to ask this question, but that will not stop me from continuing to pursue the matter. I just thought that First Minister's questions might again give the issue some profile for the family.